With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Literally hundreds of thousands of customers across the South without power. That major winter storm coated tree branches and power lines with ice, hit especially hard Tennessee and also Mississippi. The ice and snowfall were expected to continue through Monday and into maybe midweek around much of the country, followed by continued brutally cold weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli has been on top of things.
Behind this storm, it's just going to get bitterly cold across basically the entirety of the eastern two-thirds of the nation, east of the Rockies. And that's going to prove to be the snow and the ice will be slow to melt away. And it may hinder some recovery efforts as well, make things harder to restore as it just gets so cold.
Meanwhile, thousands of flights canceled on Sunday. House Republicans hope to keep their majority in the 2026 midterms. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the past 80 years, the party of the sitting president has won midterm seats in the House only two times. Despite the historical record, House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain feels good about the GOP adding to its razor-thin majority.
We've defied the odds to this point, right? I'm an optimist by nature. And I think we're on the right side of things. We are on the right side of the policies.
McClain, who is a congresswoman from Michigan, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
5 months ago, if you had predicted the Super Bowl 60 would be New England and Seattle, well, you would have been absolutely right. They will be squaring off February 8th in Santa Clara, California. This is SRN News. Moms and dads in America like religious freedom. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with that story.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic congregations continue to grow. A new poll finds a lot of new Latino-majority churches springing up around the country. And while they are small to begin with, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with 30 members, but by year 8, it's up to 100. The most of them churches are in Texas, Florida, and California. SRN News. Financial markets will be watching very closely this week as the Fed policymakers meet to decide what to do about interest rates. Rich Thomason reports.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last three meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a four-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
National Basketball Association postponing two games Sunday because of the storm. Dallas Mavericks tried twice to get out of Dallas to fly to Milwaukee. They couldn't get out either time. Conditions just wouldn't allow it. Memphis and Denver also postponed. More details, srnnews.com.